Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Common Central Secretariat Building, Kartavya Bhavan 3 in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu says Philippines is important partner of India's Act East policy to bring stability and prosperity in the region. Relief and rescue operations underway after flash flood hits Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in the state for next 3 days. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah says national cooperative policy provides comprehensive roadmap for sustainable cooperative development. Parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026 announces interim leader Mohammed Yunus. And third edition of Chennai Grandmasters Chess Tournament to kick off today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. Our correspondent reports that it is for the first among several upcoming Common Central Secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance.
Kartavya Bhavan 3 is a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters spread over 2 basements and 7 floors. It will house key ministries including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT and the Office of the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities resulting in 30% energy saving and also generating over 5 lakh units of electricity annually. The new building will exemplify modern governance infrastructure featuring IT-ready and secure workspaces, ID card-based access controls, integrated electronic surveillance and a centralized command system. It will also lead in sustainability with double glazed facades, rooftop solar, solar water heating, advanced heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems and rainwater harvesting. With Raisuddin, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the India-Philippines partnership is not only beneficial for the people of both countries, it is also an anchor for peace, stability and prosperity in the region. Hosting a banquet in his honour yesterday, President Murmu added that today's elevation of the bilateral ties to strategic partnership will further bolster our multifaceted cooperation. She added that Philippines is an important partner in India's Act East policy, in India's approach to the Indo-Pacific region.
हमारी साझेदारी न केवल हमारे दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए लाभदायक है बल्कि ये हमारे आसपास के क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि का आधार भी है फिलीपींस भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट नीति महासागर विजन और इंडो पैसिफिक संबंधी दृष्टिकोण में एक महत्वपूर्ण साझेदार है
President Draupadi Murmu emphasized that the elevation of the bilateral ties to strategic partnership will further bolster multifaceted cooperation between India and the Philippines.
फिलीपींस के बीच सदियों से चले आ रहे सांस्कृतिक और व्यवसायिक आदान प्रदान से बने लोगों के बीच संबंध हमारी मित्रता और सहयोग को एक मजबूत आधार प्रदान करते हैं वीजा व्यवस्था में और अधिक सुगमता और बेहतर एयर कनेक्टिविटी के साथ मुझे विश्वास है हमारे लोग और व्यवसाय भी करीब लाए
President Murmu also thanked the government of the Philippines for its strong condemnation of the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam and its solidarity and support for India in the fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said India and Philippines also adopted the 5-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग, क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है।
The state visit of Philippines President Marcos commenced yesterday and will continue till 8th of August. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India in his official capacity. After a devastating cloudburst triggered a flood yesterday in Khir Ganga River, Dharali, located in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are ongoing at a war footing. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, district administration and other concerned agencies are actively involved in rescue and relief efforts. Over 130 people have been safely evacuated so far. Under the leadership of Colonel Harshvardhan, commanding officer of the 14th Rajputana Rifles, approximately 150 soldiers are engaged in relief operations in the affected area. Additionally, three SDRF teams are on site and around 70 to 80 people have been relocated to safer areas in Gangotri. SDRF Commander Arpan Yaduvanshi informed that additional teams equipped with advanced gear and dog squads are en route to the disaster site.
के विभिन्न स्थानों से 70 से 80 लोगों को सुरक्षित रेस्क्यू करके गंगोत्री ले जाया गया है और ये सभी लोग सेफ हैं। 50 से 60 फीट ऊंचा मलबा है और ये लगभग दूसरी मंजिल तक पहुंच गया है और ये मलबा दलदली है। हमारी टीम रास्ता बनाने की कोशिश कर रही है। इसके अलावा रिजर्व में बटालियन हेडक्वार्टर से हमने 40 लड़कों की टीम, जिसमें पैरामेडिक्स हैं, डॉग स्क्वाड है, हमारे दो डॉग भी इसमें जा रहे हैं, सभी के साथ हमारी टीम रवाना हो गई है।
To strengthen relief efforts, two inspectors general, three superintendents of police, 11 deputy SPs and nearly 300 police personnel have been deployed. Special units of the PAC and the Indian Reserve Battalion, IRB, are also assisting in relief work. The Public Works Department and the Border Roads Organization are focused on clearing the blocked roads. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the situation at the Dehradun Disaster Operations Centre last night. He directed all relief agencies to work in coordination, ensure the immediate evacuation of affected people and provide all necessary assistance.
सेना के साथ भी हम लोग लगातार कोऑर्डिनेशन में हैं। कुछ सड़क मार्ग भी बाधित हुआ है। थोड़ी चुनौती है इस समय भी, वहां पर बारिश हो रही है। स्वास्थ्य विभाग अपने स्तर पर डॉक्टरों की तैनाती कर रहा है, दवाइयों की वहां पर तत्काल व्यवस्था कर रहा है, भोजन इत्यादि की व्यवस्था हो रही है और राशन वहां पर पहुंचे इसके लिए जिला पूर्ति अधिकारियों की पुलिस विभाग ने लगभग 160 पुलिस के लोगों को 10 सीनियर अधिकारी और 3 SP रैंक के अधिकारी वहां नियुक्त किए हैं।
Our correspondent reports that hospitals in the affected region have been placed on alert to strengthen healthcare facilities.
Following the directives from the Health Secretary Dr. R. Rajesh Kumar, three teams of specialist doctors have been dispatched to Uttarkashi. Additional beds have been reserved at Harshil and Batwari PHC, District Hospital Uttarkashi, AIIMS Rishikesh and Dune Hospital. Ambulance services have been placed on high alert and all doctors' leaves have been cancelled with immediate effect. To expedite relief efforts, Mi-17 and Chinook helicopters from the Army along with helicopters from Ukada have been requested. Aerial supports will commence once weather conditions improve. Meanwhile, rainfall continues across various parts of the state for third consecutive day. The Met Department has issued orange and yellow alert for heavy rains in different regions. In Rudraprayag, the Kedarnath Yatra has been temporarily halted for safety reasons. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand during the next 3 days. The heavy rainfall conditions will also prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall over parts of Kerala, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Rayalaseema till Friday. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Ministry of Cooperation is committed to transforming cooperatives into vibrant and successful business units. He said this while chairing the second meeting of the consultative committee of his ministry on the initiatives to strengthen the cooperative sector in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister of Cooperation said that the National Cooperative Policy 2025 provides a comprehensive roadmap for sustainable cooperative development in the country. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the resolution of the Monetary Policy Committee at 10 this morning. Considering that the RBI has reduced the repo rate by 100 basis points in three tranches since February, some experts expect a status quo today, while few others are hopeful of a 25 basis points cut. Meanwhile, with retail inflation trending below 4% since February this year, some experts believe that the RBI would wait for more macro data before changing the existing repo rate. In Bangladesh, Chief Advisor of the Interim Government, Professor Mohammad Yunus, has said that the next parliamentary elections will be held in February 2026. He said that on behalf of the Interim Government, he will send a letter to the Chief Election Commissioner asking the Election Commission to arrange the national elections in February 2026 before the next Ramadan. Professor Yunus made the remarks while delivering his televised address before the nation marking the July Uprising Day yesterday. US President Donald Trump has said that he never mentioned a percentage regarding an increase in tariffs on countries purchasing Russian energy. He made this remark during a press conference at the White House yesterday. When asked about imposing a 100% tariff on countries buying Russian energy, Mr. Trump said he has never said a percentage, but he will be doing quite a bit of that. He added that they are meeting with Russia today and are looking forward to see what happens.
Well, I never said a percentage, but we'll be doing quite a bit of that. We'll see what happens over the next fairly short period of time. But we'll see what happens. Yep. We have a meeting with Russia. We're going to see what happens. We'll make that determination.
World is observing the 80th anniversary of the first use of a nuclear weapon as Hiroshima Day today. On this day in 1945, United States dropped the first atomic bomb, codenamed Little Boy, on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. People across Japan are remembering one of the darkest days in the country's history. About 55,000 people attended this year's ceremony at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park this morning. In chess, the third edition of the Chennai Grandmasters Tournament will kick off in Chennai today. The tournament includes two round-robin groups split into two sections, the Masters and the Challengers. In Masters Round 1 clashes lined up today, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Irigasi is set to face American Awonda Liang, while Vidit Gujarati will be up against the Dutch player Jordan Van Foreest. Meanwhile, the Challengers section presents an all-Indian contest featuring two women, Harika Dronavalli and Vishali Ramesh Babu, included in the lineup. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakul.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with the devastation caused due to nature's fury. Deadly flash flood flattens village near Gangotri. 4 dead, 50 plus missing. More than 36 buildings gone in 20 seconds is the lead story in the Times of India. The other story that hogs the limelight today is that of hike in tariffs will substantially increase India tariffs. Trump warns, notes the Hindustan Times. India and Philippines elevate ties to strategic partnership. PM Modi calls for enhancing defense maritime cooperation between India and Philippines, says the statesman. In Supreme Court, center rejects any move to lower age of consent. And finally, once a lifeline for college students in Delhi, use special buses back for DU students, complete with music and nostalgia, informs the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Common Central Secretariat Building, Kartavya Bhavan 3 in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu says Philippines is an important partner of India's Act-East policy to bring stability and prosperity in the region. Relief and rescue operations underway after flash flood hits Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah says national cooperative policy provides comprehensive roadmap for sustainable cooperative development. Parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026 announces interim leader Muhammad Yunus, and third edition of Chennai Grandmasters Chess Tournament to kick off today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.